Good morning, Si. Good morning, everybody.
You're going to be at Refley Academy in the Easter holidays. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But it's not just Easter where you're keeping the kids occupied and giving them some very much needed physical education. Because this was really a thing in lockdown as well, wasn't it? Because kids weren't able to do much. What were you doing back then?
Oh, in lockdown. So we were, so the children who had places in school, we were still delivering PE to them. And then the children who were at home and had to be at home, we were doing different workouts with them, like over Teams and Zoom. And I remember like children, us setting challenges with socks and the children having to try and throw and catch. And yeah, it was a challenging time, but very, very fun. Like, you know, children were doing activity in their kitchen and bedrooms and living rooms, and the parents were getting involved. It was challenging, but very fun.
What got you into coaching little ones in the first place?
I've got sort of a sport background, so I've played a lot of sport before, and growing up, I had a real passion for sport. So, when I was about maybe 16, 17, I got involved with a local grassroots club and just helped them. It was like an under-8s team, and it just developed from there. And I've got a real passion, and our team have got a real passion to help children get active and inspire them to, you know, hopefully over time to inspire sort of other children sort of growing up and their next generation.
And you're doing that right now, really, aren't you? Getting ready for a football competition tonight at Great Dunham?
Yeah, we've got 6 schools coming over tonight. And the competitions itself have been really busy. It's been really good recently. The guidance now has allowed us to deliver competitions across Norfolk, and we've been doing dodgeball, football, handball, tag rugby, and the children love that competitive element. They really, really do. Yeah, it's really exciting. It's good.
Dodgeball's at Gaywood, isn't it? I remember my son did dodgeball when he was at Gaywood. I don't think it was with you, but he came home with like a black eye. And I said, the clue's in the title, Jake. The clue's in the title. Do you get many injuries like that? Is everyone useless? Bless him, like my son.
Well, the dodgeballs, I think they're probably, well, there's like official dodgeballs that you can get, which if they do hit you on the head or a body part, like the air comes out of them quite quickly. So it is okay with health and safety. So even if the ball is launched and it does hit you on the head, it is a little bit of a shock to the players who might not play a lot, but then sort of you get used to it. And it is really good because you talk a lot about resilience and how important it is to just, you know, get on with things in sport and life. Like it's not just that one isolated situation. It's more talking about how important resilience is with different sports, and but they get into dodgeball so much. Like, it's so inclusive for everybody.
It really is interesting to hear you say that. Slightly off topic, but this is something right from my childhood that I'll never ever forget, right? And I would have been about 8 or 9, and Mum and Dad decided I was going to go to judo lessons. So I was a bit nervous about that, as you might imagine. There I was in my white dressing gown or whatever. And I'd literally been in the hall, wherever it was, for about 5 minutes. And this big kid walked past and very nonchalantly, without me even realizing what was going on, grabbed my little finger, gripped my little finger, and did the 360 flip and put me on the floor. That was not a very nice introduction, and obviously I never went back. But you could say it's a bit like being hit in the face with a dodgeball. I should have just carried on, shouldn't I?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound very nice.
No, it doesn't, no. And obviously that was intentional and not a mistake. But yeah. I should have just, I mean, I was really young, but maybe I should have persevered.
And, well, like, there are situations at any sports and any clubs, like things, you know, like happen which are not, like, you know, a dodgeball might get chucked and it might hit somebody on the shoulder or the head or something like that. But it's about, as coaches, that's our role to create an environment which is, you know, that is okay if that happens, because there's ways to talk to the children about solutions and how to deal with it.
Well, very, very scarily, the Easter holidays are literally knocking on the door. And at Refley Academy, you've got a whole load of fun planned. I know you will be playing dodgeball, but there'll be cricket and basketball and all sorts. What's happening and who can go?
Well, it's open to everybody. The places, so we've been, it's been shared online for probably the last 3 or 4 weeks. And the places, it is really, really busy every day and places are filling up. But the children get an opportunity to do various different sports, like traditional sports, unique sports, like golf. There's a lot of team building activities in there as well. We find the physical well-being so important, especially after, you know, what we've been through. And to link in with what we've just said in terms of resilience, linking in with a lot of team building challenges and teamwork, resilience, cooperation, a lot of key values which you can carry on with, you very transferable. And you know, we're trying to also give the children an opportunity as well to be like really creative. So we've got arts and crafts, and we're trying to get some like cooking in there as well, so the children can really learn a lot of life skills and develop their life skills. Yeah, which we're really excited. And we run every single day. So Monday to Friday, the first week, Monday to Thursday, the second week, because it's a bank holiday.
All starts on the 4th. So I presume if mum and dad are working or can't get any time off, they can drop the kids off. They know they'll be looked after and they'll have a very good day.
Yeah, yeah. And we're flexible in terms of timing when the children can be dropped off. So if our days are 9 till 3, but if you need to drop them off at 8:30 and have a bit of breakfast, then that's okay. If you need to pick them up at, I don't know, 3:15 or 3:30, you know, we try and be as flexible as possible, because we know it is challenging for parents to get childcare. Mm-hmm. over the holidays when they're not in school.
So if you think your children might fancy some big Norfolk holiday fun, the Easter activity days with ICS coach here at Refley Academy from Monday, and it's best really to book now, not to be disappointed. And you can find a link to do just that on our events guide. Go to radiowestnorfolk.co.uk and try and sort something out for your little ones. I'm sure they'll have fun over those 2 weeks. Have you a favourite lesson you like to teach the kids?
Tag rugby.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoy tag rugby. I think you can get a lot of success out of tag rugby with the children who might think that rugby is, you know, just for boys or rough and tumble. It's really not. It's really inclusive. And yeah, you get a lot of success and a lot of confidence, like children who might struggle to start off with, then they really build their confidence over weeks. So I really like tag rugby, but all sports really. Yeah, I've got a real passion for it, and our team have. So, yeah, it's really good.